And welcome into the program today. We're talking with Allison Richmond, Public Information Officer for Haywood Emergency Services, Haywood Emergency Management. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. I'm especially good now that we have some of that weather moved out of our way.
That's true. And September has been Emergency Preparedness Month nationwide. Mm-hmm. And of course, we come up on the 1 year anniversary of the hurricane here in our area. So unfortunately, in those couple of days with the 1 year anniversary, we saw some rain in the area, and that's kind of triggered some emotions, I think, for people.
Yeah, let's just acknowledge it's been a hard week. A lot of people have been understandably anxious, worried, wanting to know what they should do. Do I need to prepare? Community groups are wanting to know if they need to activate. I've had a lot of requests over the last week for what should we do, where should we be feeling about this. I'm glad to report today that it looks like all of that weather is continuing to shift away from us. It's heading northwest, slowly but surely. The storms that are out there are still hanging around, but they're not as strong, and they're not moving toward us. So that's great news. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah, I saw an article online about the prediction models. And there were several, a new one, I think it was like a Google Deep Mind or Deep Thought that had actually predicted that it was going to, you know, circulate back out to sea. And that, of course, happened, thank goodness. So it seems as though artificial intelligence is being used now, along with everything, all the other tools that we've had to predict the path of these storms.
Yeah, but these were weird storms because of their proximity to each other. One can draw power and strength from the other, and they could kind of tractor each other, pull each other in one direction or the other. And depending on which storm was weaker, the weaker storm pulls the stronger storm toward it. So that's what happened in this case. And that was what we wanted to see. But you don't know, and none of the models were in alignment, so we really couldn't predict exactly what was going to happen until some time passed and we saw which way they were strengthening.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness that we caught that break, for sure. And but we did get some rain, and that apparently triggered a landslide in the national park. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there's a fairly good-sized landslide. They're working on cleaning that up now, and that's just an excellent reminder to all of us that there's a lot of unstable slopes that are still remaining from Helene, and that's just going to take time for them to either settle down or to slide into kind of safety mode, where they are settled down and they're not going any further. Mm-hmm. One thing that's important to know, especially if you have landslide damage on your property, don't clear away that debris at the bottom, because that could trigger more of it to come down and fill in that empty space that you've just cleared off. So if you've got that debris kind of piled up and it's not bothering you, just leave it put. That's going to keep more of it from coming down. There's signs that you can identify that let you know that there's been landslide activity on your property, or if you're considering a property, watch for trees that are bent at funny angles, because the trees, once they slide down, will tend to want to grow straight back up again. So there'll be a very distinctive curve in the bottom of the tree where it's curved back up to grow toward the sunlight. You can also watch for springs on your property. Landslides tend to originate where there are springs and where there's water coming up from the ground. It creates a kind of a lubrication between the soil and the bedrock below, and that allows it, when it gets wet enough, to slide right on down and create the beginnings of a landslide. A lot of those around here are like that, on slopes where there hasn't been construction. If there has been construction, those are what we call modified slopes. Those slopes are more prone to landslide just because the soil has been disturbed. So if you've had recent construction, or if you've had unsafe fill practices in the past, and if you're aware of that where you live, you're going to want to watch for those signs. So any new water, if you see a new spring pop up, if you see more water than you're used to seeing trickling out of an area, keep an eye on those spots, especially when it rains.
And folks can find out more information about landslides on your Ready Haywood website, right?
We've got a whole page dedicated to that research. It's readyhaywood.com/landslide. And it's not just me talking about landslides. I'm not a scientist. I have included links to some of the best researchers in the region. We're doing a new landslide mapping project. It's not new, actually. It's a continuation of an old project that was abandoned a while ago. But Appalachian Landslide Consultants now has grant funding to finish landslide mapping for Haywood County, so that most of the region will soon have a complete landslide map that will give us a lot more detail about what the slopes look like and what to expect and where we might see landslides in the future.
Hmm. That'll be helpful.
It's incredibly helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. readyhaywood.com/landslides.
That's correct.
Okay. As we come up here on the 1 year of Helene, a lot of work has been done with the alerting system, the siren system, you've got some updates on that.
Yeah, Haywood County continues to improve its alert and warning options. We've got several new options, and the biggest one we have coming soon is our sirens that are being installed now. We hope to have them ready to go in early 2026. So as we kind of progress, we're excited to share updates. So right now, the first full siren assembly has been installed in Crusoe. It's not operational yet. Just want to remind everyone, even though it's installed and we're seeing progress right in front of our eyes, which is very exciting, it's not quite ready to use yet. We want to get it fully tested and functional before we roll it out and start using it.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and preparation for the grant money or the federal money or however it's funded, and then the equipment gets here, and then the real work starts in getting it functional and reliable and, put into the communities that it's going to serve. So that's what's happening right now.
Yeah. If you think of it like home construction, we're in the building phase. We haven't got our certificate of occupancy yet. We are not quite ready to use the system, but it's great news that it's on the way and visible progress is happening. So people are getting excited to see it go up. It's very tall. It's very prominent. It's right there in front of the Crusoe Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drive up to the parkway that way on 276, you cannot miss it.
And this is one of 12?
One of 12 in this first phase. So we'll have 12 now, and then we're going to add another 6 to the system so we can cover the river basins in Haywood County. Now, one important thing I want to say, this siren is not the be-all, end-all. It is not the one single way you're going to find out if something bad is happening. If you're outside, if you're mowing your lawn, if you're outdoors at all, this will be the thing that will let you know that something's happening. This is kind of the first step. We're also going to send and continue to send alerts to your phone, alerts to weather radios, alerts on Haywood Alerts, which is our opt-in network. There's lots of different ways. We'll be putting information on social media. If something really bad is happening, we're going to use all of those channels simultaneously to help improve the options for people to receive a message. So the sirens are to give that last line of defense for folks who might not be near their phone or might not have good cell phone coverage. And when you hear that siren, think of it as your last chance to get to safety. This is not your first warning. This is your last chance. If you hear that siren, I want you to take your loved ones and move physically to higher ground immediately. Don't go back to your home. Don't get in your car. Don't do anything else, but move to higher ground. And I get this question a lot. What's higher ground? Literally anything higher than where you're standing. If you can climb, if you're moving uphill and it's difficult, you're doing the right thing.
So are these primarily going to be used for like flooding, or can they be used for other, like a tornado emergency?
So they can be used for anything we want. We will primarily use them for flooding. We don't want people to be confused about what to do when you hear this. This siren system in Haywood County is for flood alerts.
Okay, good to know. And these are controlled by the county, not like a state entity, right?
Correct. Yeah, these are controlled in their local community. So the one in Crusoe, if they need it, Crusoe Fire Department can go and trigger it. So it's something that we have set up so that the local communities can trigger them as needed if there's an emergency happening. We can trigger them remotely. And eventually down the line, they will be connected to our river gauges. So we'll have the ability to trigger that based on the river gauge data.
And I'm assuming that the coverage, the audible coverage of these are pretty substantial.
It's pretty good.
I've seen pictures of them.
They're large sirens. Yeah. They're going to be loud. They will be best within a mile. So if we were on very flat land, they might travel quite a bit farther. Mm-hmm. But given that we're in the mountains, they're designed to cover the community. Imagine if you can see the siren, you'll probably be able to hear it. So think of line of sight.
Yeah.
About a mile in any direction is how far you can reasonably expect to hear it.
So if you hear the siren, don't hesitate. Act immediately.
Start taking action. Yeah. Yep. And the important thing is we don't want people to get in their cars at that point. If that siren is going off, a flood is happening and it's no longer safe to get into your car.
So some good news on that preparedness front of the installation of those sirens, and that's happening right now as we speak.
Absolutely.
Something else that we've talked about in the past is the grant money that you had applied for to provide folks who didn't have an emergency radio the ability to receive one, and you've got an update on that as well.
Yeah, we were able to receive $10,000 that helps us buy more weather radios as an ongoing part of our mission to ensure that every household in Haywood County, which is about 20,000, has a weather radio in their home. Now we're asking if you already have one, don't come grab one. You know, maybe pass it on to your neighbor, but we want every household to have at least one and every community to have at least one. So we're making sure that we add that layer of preparedness to every household so that when we send out messages to those weather radios, you have the ability to receive them, or you can tune into stations like WGRC, other local stations, and get that preparedness information on AM or FM as well. So Haywood County wants every resident to have a weather radio in their home, and we will be working with community partners and doing events, and watch for information on that on readyhaywood.com and on our social media channels in the future.
All right. So sounds like that's nearing completion, and folks can, if they need a weather radio, you'll have that for them here in the very near future.
Yeah, we're going to keep working until we get as many in homes as we possibly can.
Anything else that we haven't covered today you'd like to talk about here as we end up the preparedness month?
Yeah, as we wrap up, just remember we're still in hurricane season. Keep an eye on the weather. It's just a great suggestion at all times, but pay close attention if we remind you that something's going on. That way you've got a couple days warning. We're also moving into our fall fire season. So a couple things you can do now as those leaves are falling, clear them away from the 5-foot area around your home. You mm-hmm. don't have to completely clear your yard. Just keep that area next to your home free of leaves and debris. That'll help a lot if there's a fire. And be very, very careful. You don't need to burn your leaves or debris. And if you do choose to do that, stay with that fire until it's completely out. Do not go inside to grab a sandwich or take a bathroom break without somebody else watching it for you.
And we saw some of those wildfires last year around November?
Mm-hmm. Anytime, starting right about now, as the leaves come off, the ground gets drier, there's a lot more sunlight hitting the floor, and there's a lot more fuel out there. So it's prime season for fires. I know it's raining right now, but that will pass and we'll have drier season. It's a very dangerous time for fires, especially with all the debris out in the woods. So we just want to remind everyone to be careful. 95% of fires in North Carolina, almost all of them, are human caused. So we want to try to avoid that hazard here.
And hurricane season goes through the end of October?
It goes into November.
Yep. Oh, wow. So we're not out of the woods just yet.
Not yet. It's looking better, but keep your weather awareness hat on and stay ready.
All right. Well, readyhaywood.com is a great resource that Allison and her team has put together over the last few years. And I was just looking at that today, and it still amazes me at how much information about all topics that we talk about here. It's all right there on that website. So
go there and check it out and sign up for Haywood Alerts while you're there.
All right, Allison, we appreciate it and hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.